This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Beti Bachao Beti Padhao movement has become a transformative people-powered initiative and drawn participation from people across all walks of life. On completing 10 years of the movement, the Prime Minister said in a social media post, Beti Bachao Beti Padhao movement has been instrumental in overcoming gender biases and created the right environment to ensure that the girl child has access to education and opportunities to achieve her dreams. The Prime Minister highlighted that districts with historically low child sex ratios have reported significant improvements. The Prime Minister urged everyone to continue to protect the rights of the daughters, ensure their education and create a society where they can thrive without discrimination. Political parties have intensified the campaign for the Delhi Assembly polls. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will interact with parties' booth-level workers through the Namo app this afternoon under the Mera Booth Sabse Majboot program. Party MPs, MLAs, councillors, office bearers will attend the event along with booth-level workers. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address a public meeting in Indra Lok area of Sadar Bazar Assembly constituency today. A special cabinet meeting of the Uttar Pradesh government will be held at Prayagraj today. All 54 ministers of the Uttar Pradesh government have been invited to attend the meeting. A correspondent reports that the cabinet is expected to approve several significant proposals and schemes for the state. After the meeting, the ministers will travel from the Arel VIP Ghat to the Sangam by motor boats. Then, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and the cabinet members will perform rituals and take the holy dip at Triveni Sangam. Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today met Swiss Federal Railways delegation in Davos. During the meeting, they had a detailed discussion on safety technologies and maintenance practices. Mr. Vaishnav also visited rail coach manufacturing plant of Stadler Rail at St. Margrethen, Switzerland. At least 10 people have been killed and 16 injured in a road accident in Yalapur Taluk of Uttara Kannada district of Karnataka today. The accident occurred when a truck loaded with vegetables and fruits fell into a roadside gorge, leading to the death of 9 people on the spot, while one died at the hospital. The accident occurred early this morning. The truck was transporting goods from the Savnur in Haveri district to the weekly vegetable market in Kumta. All the dead were from Savnur. The injured have been shifted to Karnataka Medical College in Hubli. At least 76 people have been killed and 51 injured in the fire incident at the ski resort hotel in Bolu province of Turkey. Around 230 guests were evacuated from the hotel. Turkish Interior Minister Ali Yerlikaya said the blaze broke out at around 3:30 on Tuesday morning in the restaurant of the 12-story Grand Kartal Hotel in the mountaintop resort of Kartalkaya. It was reported that other nearby hotels were evacuated as a precaution. Turkish Justice Minister Yılmaz Tunç has appointed 6 prosecutors to lead an investigation into the fire, the exact cause of which remains unclear. 9 people, including the hotel owner, have been detained questioning as part of a probe. In cricket, the first of the 5-match T20I series between India and England will be played at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening. The match will start at 7 p.m. IST. The other matches of the series will be held in Chennai, Rajkot, Pune and Mumbai. The final T20I match will take place in Mumbai on February the 2nd. The Indian stock market opened on a positive note today, with the Sensex gaining 366 points to open at 76,204 and the Nifty rose 88 points to start at 23,110. 6 out of the 12 sectors on the NSE declined, with Nifty FMCG and Nifty Pharma gaining the most. Nifty Realty and Metal fell the most in early trade. And that is the end of this news bulletin.